any government would find it difficult to deal with a crisis of this magnitude, where there are at least 2.5 million people have been affected by the floods. But in case of Pakistan, the problem is further compounded by the fact that the areas where the flood has been so vicious and strong are the ones that were already suffering from the militancy undertaken by Taliban and their supporters from across the border and within Pakistan itself. Basically what the government has to now do is to ensure that they save the people, but also ensure that in the process they do not strengthen the hands of the militants. In terms of economic capacity, Pakistan also has been suffering, so the money that the country has is not really sufficient to be able to deal with such a huge problem, especially because only early last year, the government had to deal with the costs of displaced people who came from Swat Valley once the militants became very strong. So overall, I think the problems associated with dealing with floods are really not some that the government can deal with on its own.
Going back to what you mentioned, the fact that the Taliban is very strong in the flood-affected area, in what way do you think their presence is going to hinder the delivery of aid?
I think we can really pick some examples from what happened in 2005 earthquake in Kashmir, and also in some parts where even the floods are coming now. At that stage, what we observed was that as people needed support and assistance once they were affected by the earthquake, certain militant groups became very active and they recruited these people in the process of helping them. So in the same way, what we could see, and I don't know if we have seen it so far, but we could see that militant groups would use this as a way of further creating a gulf between the government, whether local or provincial, and the people by saying that the government is not equipped to take care of the people, and that they would provide assistance to these people. And in that sense, it would increase the avenue for them to recruit people. But I must admit that this is a very early stage in the piece, and for us to really come across with clear indication of how Taliban would make it difficult for the government or for Pakistani people is more of a conjecture. Not, you know, we can't really be sure, but I think there's that possibility. And again, you have to accept the fact that the floods affect everyone. They don't really make any distinction between militants and the ordinary civilians. So we should also expect that those who have engaged in militancy are also dealing with the effects of the floods.
How much of the area affected by the floods belongs to that part where the Taliban are very strong?
That's a very difficult question to answer. There's some parts in this area that have been frequently associated with strong presence of the militants. But then to say that a certain area, geographical location, is the only place where Taliban or other militants are strong is to really miss the point that militancy or militant smaller outfits or even connected groups exist all over the country. But we can safely say that these areas where the floods have occurred are where Taliban are very strong. But to clearly identify the areas, I think that would be pretty hard for me or anyone else. The long-term emotional impact of what happens with the floods, you know, so many people have lost their homes, you know, just simply lost them. Even though we will provide them with some assistance, I think the long-term impact is going to be something that needs to be kept in mind, and whatever assistance is being given shouldn't just simply be seen as an instant solution to the problem. There needs to be some more sort of subsequent assistance and work that I think Pakistan government, provincial government, and the international governments need to keep in mind. Otherwise, we might just feel that we have helped these people in crisis situation and then come to see the impact of some groups that feel absolutely left out and not supported come back and haunt the government because they feel so disenchanted that they do start becoming more critical and therefore more willing to cooperate with anyone who gives them an alternative way of living.